I'm embarrassed to ask this, but I have to. Has anyone ever?
No, I feel like you feel like me when I'm on the radio.
Okay, this is what you feel Yes. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm embarrassed to ask a lot of these questions too.
Has anyone ever said to you that Alan Alda is the vocal doppelganger for you?
Yes.
Good.
I know Alan very well, actually. Since he got involved in popularizing science, he's become one of the. In fact, he now works out of State University of New York at Stony Brook on Long Island, and they just actually created a whole wing in his name because he's been a whole school in his name because he's been so active in promoting science. But I mean,
he's appeared on Science Friday.
He's been on Science Friday. In fact,
so how do you do that without a camera? How do you know who's talking?
What's funny is that he did something called the Flame Challenge, which was the first Flame Challenge, and one of the reasons he was happy to come on Science Friday because he came on to promote the challenge, and the winner of the challenge heard about the contest on Science Friday, actually on a podcast of Science Friday. So he's been very happy to come back and work with us. But he has been very vocal about it. And I do get stopped, at least vocally, for him. But I get stopped more on the street for an actor named David Paymer.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah. Why is he using my face? You know, I have had to sign his autograph. People won't leave me alone unless I actually sign his autograph.
But you're much better looking.
Thank you. I have more hair than he does. So at least that's one thing. But there are a few of us who running around my face or my voice or whatever. But
do you have any dirty little anti-intellectual secrets, like you like to play solitaire on the computer, or you have been known to watch a really bad reality TV show?
I watch my daughters, when they lived at home, were watching bad reality TV shows, and I have done a lot of television. I did Newton's Apple for many years on PBS, and that was a lot of TV. I did over 1,000 demonstrations and whatever. And we'd watch these reality shows, and I'd say, you know, this is not real. You know that lighting? You know him shooting him coming into the room? They had to do that 3 or 4 times and tell. They had to create that situation. They had to create that conflict. You know, there's nothing real. And he said, Dad, leave us alone. You know? I guess my dirtiest little secret is I love disco. So that would, you know, I was like one of these disco guys in the 70s. I used to go out discoing in the 70s, and I did the whole suit and everything that was in the movie. Yeah.
Saturday Night Fever suit.
I had that whole, I still, and when my girls were little, we used to go discoing around the living room and Saturday Night Fever music. And so that is my dirty little secret that's no longer a secret, I guess. But I'll watch junk television, and I like science fiction movies, and I think one of the most fun things I did was when I was on The Big Bang Theory, Science Friday. I got a call a few years ago from the producers of The Big Bang Theory, and they said, "We want to put Sheldon on a radio show." And we looked around our story meeting and said, what show can we do that? And we all raised our hand together and said, hey, Science Friday. So the producers called us up and said, we're creating an episode where we'd like to put Sheldon on Science Friday. How can we do this? And we wrote a script and we recorded it. And Sheldon is in his office, and they play a trick on him. They know he's going to be on the radio, and they know he's going to be on Science Friday. And during the broadcast, they're going to pump helium into his office so his voice changes while he's on the radio, right? So this is what happens. I call him on the show. You see him answering the phone call. We start a conversation on The Big Bang Theory, and he, sure enough, they pump it in, and he goes a little nutty. And that episode, they used to be neck and neck with 2 and a Half Men. They used to run back to back on CBS. And that episode was the first time they beat out in the ratings 2 and a Half Men. We put them over the top.
Wow.
On that show.
That's so, quite a thing.
And I always know when it's on, because people will stop and say, hey, I just saw that episode. You have a Science Friday episode on.
So is that real science? Would that work? If we pumped this studio full of helium, would our voices change?
I think it would. You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this helium changes your voice. So.
Yeah.